If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Here to join us now, the rocking congresswoman from the great state of Illinois, Representative Jan Schakowsky. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning. Happy to be with you.
Yeah, well, you know, always happy to be with you, but good God, what's happening? What is happening with this party in Washington, Representative? We've been talking about it, all morning. We used to just be two parties that had a difference of opinion on issues. I don't understand for the life of me what they're trying to do with this. Let's start with the health care bill and what just happened.
Yeah, well, so Stephanie, you should be happy today because we're winning. When we fight, we win.
Yep.
That's my chant. Try it.
Yep.
When we fight,
we win.
All right, there
okay.
you go.
All right, thank you.
There's
a lot of preparation for that, but okay.
Okay. So here's what happened is that, you know, on both sides, left and right of the Republican Party, they decided that they are not going to go ahead with this horrible, despicable bill. And what it's sort of cool what McConnell is talking about. He wants to bring back the version of the bill that the Republicans voted on in 2015 that says, well, we're going to vote to repeal Obamacare, but we're not going to do it for 2 years because we need 2 years more. This is now 7 years already.
Right.
2 years more to come up with a replacement. So basically he's waving kind of half of a white flag. And that's why, in addition, when we fight, we win. The other slogan I have is when they're on the run, chase them.
Well,
we need to continue. This is a victory.
Right.
Not of us here, I'd like to say. You know, we did
right.
it. And it's an inside-outside strategy. This is a victory of the people who are listening to your show.
It's true. I mean, that is the silver lining. As you said, you tweeted, this is a health bill, quote-unquote, that benefits only the healthy and the wealthy. I mean, it really wasn't even a health care bill. It was a tax cut for the rich, right?
Exactly. That's what it was. It is, you know, wrapped up as, you know, sort of a health care bill, but it was so mean-spirited. It was take away health care from all of these Americans, many of which... Maybe most of the Trump voters would be those who are hurt the most by the legislation. And then let's give more tax cuts to the wealthy. And that's really what the budget is about, too, I just want to say. You know, cut all these programs that actually help people achieve the middle class or stay in the middle class. And then let's give more tax cuts to the richest. But, you know, we have to... you know, see victories when they come, and then make sure that we can hold them.
Yeah, Representative, I know this will shock you, but I find some of Donald Trump's tweets a little incomprehensible. Can you help me with this one? He
no.
tweeted, "All right, well, I'm just going to say it anyway.
I cannot help you. But which one are you referring to?"
He said, "Republicans should just repeal the failing Obamacare now and work on a new health care plan that will start from a clean slate. Dems will join in." What?
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he first, you know, Stephanie, if you actually got Donald Trump on the phone, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, be great.
And you said, you know, tell me one provision in the Republican health care bill.
What's your provision?
I don't think he could do it.
Yeah.
I don't think he could do it. He does
okay.
not know what's in it.
He doesn't know what's in it, and he's tweeting as we speak, "We were let down by all of the Democrats and a few Republicans. Most Republicans were loyal, terrific, and work really hard. We will return." He said, "As I've always said, let Obamacare fail and then come together and do a great health care plan. Stay tuned."
Something terrific.
Yeah, except that isn't the plan. The plan is to let Obamacare continue. And you know what? There are things that we need to do.
Right.
I think Democrats are the first to acknowledge, you know, if we would, for example, in those counties throughout the country where there's only one or no insurance,
right.
we could do a public option.
Thank you.
We could do a public option. We could lower the age of eligibility for Medicare.
Thank
that would
you.
Be good, although
yep.
their budget cuts Medicare by a lot of money, billions of dollars. So, I mean, there are really sensible things we could save health care costs by letting Medicare negotiate, like the VA does, for lower prescription drug prices.
Right.
There's a lot of things we could do on drugs, which are really driving the cost of care. So it's not as if we, the Democrats, are without really strong ideas on how to make Obamacare better. We're not saying it's perfect by any means, but they don't want to do that.
Even though I love you, I'm going to inflict two more Donald Trump tweets on you. He said this morning, with only a very small majority, the Republicans in the House and the Senate need more victories next year since Dems totally obstruct, no votes.
What?
What? I'm sorry. We
was that even English?
They are totally unable to govern. They couldn't get. Yeah. They couldn't decide among themselves. They didn't ask for any Democratic help. But they didn't. And why would we destroy our signature achievement? Right. I mean, anyway. I don't even know what he's talking about. They didn't ask for any help. They couldn't pass it with their own votes. So then he said the Senate must go to a 51 vote majority instead of the current 60 votes. Even parts of full repeal need 60. Dems control the Senate. Crazy.
What?
Dems control the Senate. See, he doesn't even know who
is
in the majority. Yeah. So this is a problem that more and more Americans are recognizing. His poll numbers are, which he obsesses over, are absolutely tanking. And independents are saying, whoops. I think I may have made a mistake, and so I think we're in very good shape, and we just have to have a really strong message that we're the people for Medicare, Social Security, good wages, real jobs, infrastructure, middle class.
Yep. Representative, you mentioned his poll numbers. I mean, the other thing is, again, that makes me feel at least I'm not crazy, that Americans are not buying this Russia story from them. I mean, it is, you have Fox News anchors going off on lie after lie after lie, and that we appear to have an entire party in this country that's okay with a hostile foreign government installing our president. I mean, what are we going to do about that?
I thought I understood the meaning of smoking gun.
Right.
And when Don Jr. said, love it, give me all your stuff on Hillary Clinton, I thought, okay,
right,
this is it. This is the smoking gun. Definitions of things and reality, I'm totally confused about that.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think one of the concerns I know a lot of my listeners is not just the Russia meddling. There's a story in HuffPost this morning, good news for Russia, 15 states use easily hackable voting machines. I still think we only know the tip of the iceberg with this story, but I think the concern is that and cross-check, where you know that there's a lot of people unregistering because of, you know, this demand for private information. I feel like, our free and fair elections really are at risk, Congresswoman, and what can we do about that?
Well, I completely agree with you that this is something that we not only need, not as only part of the story, but that we have to take real concrete steps to protect our voting system, to make sure that the hacking can't happen. Illinois, where I'm from, is one of the states that seems that the Russians at least could, if they didn't, compromise our voting system. We have to make sure. See, part of it, I think, is just to undermine. This is what they do. They want to undermine confidence in the integrity of our voting system. And then that does discourage people from wanting to vote. But, there have been states, red and blue, across the country that refuse to provide that information, the personal information about voters in their states. How outrageous. They want Social Security numbers. They want all this voting history of people. And, Republicans are also saying, no, we're just not going to do this. I think that...
Well, we have a president that won't even admit that Russia, affected the election to get him elected. I mean, so in order to protect us, as James Comey and others testified, this is ongoing, and they'll be back. And they're already here. And I think that's what... if we don't have faith in our elections, Congresswoman, what do we have?
Big Brother is what we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he insists. And I think a lot of people see it as really kind of sick. He keeps coming back to Hillary Clinton and somehow her manipulation and illegal immigrants, which sounds nuts. No, I really do think that there's an erosion, that there's an unwinding, an unraveling of the Trump message, as you said, on Russia. Even Fox News is beginning to question this and the role of family. So I think that it is incumbent on the Democrats and small D Democrats to address this issue of the integrity of our voting, and of course we also need to talk about the money in politics and how influential that is in changing votes. But I think we can do this. See Stephanie, yes. I am buoyed by the mobilization that in my 40 plus years of being an organizer, I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, we are woke. That's for sure. we are woke.
No, it's awesome. and people need to know their power. Listeners, know your power,
yep.
because what's happening outside of the Congress is more important in shaping policy right
yep.
now than what's going on inside the Congress.
Yep.
You have scared the Jesus out of members of the Senate and the House. They are listening to you. They are counting your votes. They are counting the phone calls that you're making.
Yep.
And keep it up.
The resistance is working. You're right. You had one last thing. You had tweeted, Jared Kushner's security clearance must be revoked. I mean, beyond, you know, all of this Russia stuff and the lying and the leaving things off security forms, there's a story today. Kushner Link startup got an exclusive invite to meet top tech CEOs at the White House. I mean, it is so blinding, these obvious, you know, conflicts of interest business-wise. And I think that's a bipartisan thing, that Americans don't believe in nepotism, you know?
You know, it is it would be a bipartisan issue were not some of these Republicans are trying to make a decision. Do I stick with Donald Trump or get a primary, well-funded primary opponent who may be to my right? Or do I call on what I know is correct and right for our country? I mean, where is the patriotism? Where is the turning point for the Republicans? I've got to think it will come.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I think this is too big. And speaking of big, I would never put you on the spot in any way because I love you so much. But I don't know if you know, I'm in the midst of Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Resistance Tour, the number one comedy tour in the country. And we had Representative Mark Pocan on the Madison Show. We had Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham in Albuquerque. So I'm just looking here. Chicago is October 14th. Do you have any, by any chance, know of any representatives from that area that might be our celebrity guest on panel?
Well, that's a tough
I'm
one.
On.
You're in. You're in. We have the tape. We have it on tape.
Okay. I'm on.
All right. Thank you so much, Congresswoman, and thanks for always fighting the good fight for us.
Okay.
All right. Anthony M. Theater, okay. October 14th. Bye. Don't be late. All right. Love you. Bye. All right. There she goes. Have it on tape.